Good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NASS reported that the crop is rated 64% good to excellent for corn. That's up 2 percentage points from a week ago. 13% of the crop is silking, compared with 6% last week, and the 5-year rolling average of 36%. For soybeans, 59% is rated good to excellent. That's unchanged from last week. 26% of the crop is blooming, compared with 12% a week ago, and the 5-year rolling average of 45%. For spring wheat, 61% is rated good to excellent. That's 8 percentage points less than a week ago. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are expected mostly steady, with some firm undertones seen as well. Terminals are called steady to higher, with top prices from $44 to $51. Peoria is called $1 to $2 higher today, with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, July 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,963. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, a base price range was $65 to $73.99. The weighted average was $70.60. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.83 to $59.60. The weighted average $56.61. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,698. The base price range was $65.50 to $76.90. The weighted average was $73.50. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.99 to $60, and the weighted average was $57.62. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the U.S. Drought Monitor. Haven't done that in a while. And for our general area, obviously no concerns about drought. In fact, high water may still be a problem in some river basins. But across the eastern U.S., still an area in western South Dakota, southwestern North Dakota, still in exceptional drought, as well as a surrounding area from there that covers just about the western half of South Dakota, and again, a good portion of southwestern North Dakota in extreme drought, and all the way from, southeastern Kentucky across the extreme southern portion of West Virginia, and from the mid-Atlantic states all the way into the southeastern corner of the country. A large area in abnormally dry, with the surrounding areas in moderate drought. Now, once you get into the front range of the Rockies, across portions of western Kansas, where there is some wheat that is grown there, there's another area, again, that's in severe to extreme drought. But all across Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, things adequate soil moisture, and again, some places moisture a little bit on the abundant side. And for the next couple days, we can expect to see scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly across the northern portion of the Midwest. Right now, it's most of the activity centered from around Green Bay, Wisconsin, up through Door County and towards the Sault Ste. Marie, Mackinac Island area. There's also a little rain across northern Wisconsin and some scattered showers across southern Nebraska right now. The forecast for the eastern Corn Belt is favorable for crop development, and with the drier conditions, it's also beneficial to the root system, which could dig a little bit deeper with the dry weather, and that would provide a little protection in case August turns much drier than the recent months. So the drier weather, deepening the root system, strengthening crops, improving the development potential in case there is a turn towards drier weather. And as far as the 6 to 10-day outlooks across the region, generally we're looking at above-average temperatures from the northern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, the only locations expecting below-normal temperatures for the July 20th through 24th time frame. From, much of Florida and through the eastern portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and extreme southeastern North Carolina, and also in the Rio Grande Valley, stretching from far southeastern Arizona all the way into the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, looking at below average temperatures for the 6 to 10 day period. As far as precipitation, the above average precipitation expected to be generally along the U.S.-Canadian border, with the highest probability from the eastern portions of the Great Lakes and through New England, below expectations for precipitations for a large portion of the Central Plains and toward the mid-Mississippi Valley and the Delta in the southeast, looking to get above average precipitation for that time frame. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City's September wheat opened at 851, unchanged, last trade up 7.5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 818, unchanged, last trade up 8. December, 841.75, down a half, last trade up 8.25. September corn opened at 661.5, down 2.25, last trade up 7.5. December, 680, down 2.25, last trade up 7.5. March, 697, down 3.25, last trade up 7.5. May, 705.75, down 6.5, last trade up 3. August beans open at 1578, down 4, last trade up 14.25. September, 1568.5, unchanged, last trade up 15. November, 1557.25, down 1.75, last trade up 14. August soybean meal opened at 435.40, up 50, last trade up 420. August soybean oil opened at 6378, down 1, last trade up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looking for a turnaround Tuesday today?
Pretty much that. Grains higher today after yesterday's big move drop-off, and that's kind of to be expected. Maybe they overdid it a little yesterday. Plus, the dollar being lower today helps our grain prices go higher.
What do we make of the NAS numbers from yesterday afternoon?
They were, as expected, supposed to be unchanged, up 1 to 2. Corn was up 2. Beans were unchanged. I think they really thought it would be up a little, so that helped pull the beans up a little more than corn. But the corn is equal to last year's now at 64%, good to excellent. The beans are still falling behind, but you look out at the beans, I think people just look at them and think, man, they're small, they look terrible, blah, 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 and I think that's part of the reason there. Not saying they're better looking.
Well, 25% is blooming compared to 12% a week ago. The five-year rolling average of 45% probably brings ideas that it's going to take longer to finish this crop, which makes me wonder whether cash leads futures.
Well, it could because of the the shortness of supply, and this Argentina is still having troubles getting stuff delivered, so we're not going to have the early harvest as much as we have in the past. Everything is later, corn, beans, you name it, so that we will need to go further into the season on old supplies, and old supplies are going to be hard to get out of the farmer's hands.
What is the decent-looking support levels for corn and beans in your mindset now?
Oh, on corn, we're looking at that 665 to 680 area, really. If you can't break, hold the 680, 665, then back to the 50. On beans, that 1480 area that we hit just last week after being up at 1630. And really currently, though, clear up at that 1540 to 50 area.
Turn your attention to wheat. What do you see there?
Wheat, we see a sideways and kind of stuck. It's kind of a follower right now. Usually by this time we've seen the lows, which we think we have, and we start going back up. But with the whipsaw activity in the beans and the corn, I think the beans will just be a follower for a while.
Do we see some support in the flat price off the NAS numbers, an 8% drop in the spring crop?
The spring wheat crop, which is what is mostly yet to be harvested, 8% worse, and that should help support at least the hard wheat the soft wheat, it might not help much on it.
So the calls for this morning?
We have soybeans 12 to 15 higher, corn 6 to 8 higher, and wheat 7 to 9 higher.
What do you see over at CME Livestock today?
Over in the livestock, we see cattle 10 to 30 lower, and we see hogs mixed. What are we going to feed these livestock, corn, soybeans, chickens, and how many of them can we keep going? That's also going to help produce lower or higher prices for those livestock animals.
Are you bullish livestock longer term?
Long term, I am for cattle. I'm kind of unknown on hogs, just due to the fact that most of those are in the total system of from start to finish.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Hey, we're on the web 24/7 with analysis and USDA tables, everything you need to know to make your marketing decisions. Go to WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois.